says, what did you do today? Did you loaf? You'd say, no, I...
Been working. Uh-huh. Or laboring a little.
If you make up your mind that you won't do something and somebody tries to push you into it and he keeps pushing, finally you say, well, it's no use for you to push me because I made up my mind and I...
I'm just not going to do that. But I have changed my mind.
Yeah. I think that's one of the best things a man can do, is change his mind.
I've said that and changed my mind. Told a big story.
Do people around here ever say might could?
You might could, yeah, that's used once in a while. You might could do that.
That granddaughter
there, bitch. She said that I might go to school yesterday.
Do you say might could?
Might could.
Uh-huh. Is that common with you that you're aware of?
No, I don't believe. I believe I could, or I might have used that, but I don't believe I used that I might could.
I haven't noticed it.
But I've heard that, haven't you? I might could do that.
It's very common.
I probably use it myself and not know it.
I might have done that, I've said that, but I don't believe I did.
If you're working up in the barn and you slip a little bit, and you're just about to fall down, you catch your balance and somebody hollers up and say, hey, what's the matter up there? You say,
I like to fail. Boy, I like to fell over here.
Well, that's a dismal feeling, isn't it?
No.
Yeah, the old finger's just shaking. Well, I guess I just go limp all over. If you go into a restaurant someplace to order some food, and you order the blue plate special, and let's say, they got something on there you don't like. Macaroni, say. And the vegetables, you see that they have mashed potatoes. You might say, please may I have mashed potatoes?
Instead of that macaroni.
Uh-huh. And let's see, we were talking about the church. Where the organ plays and say
the choir sings, is that what you said?
And the organ and the choir together provide the
music for the church. Or,
uh-huh.
My name.
We just got through it.
I'm ready to give it to you. You want it in full or just?
Yeah, give me the whole words.
Alexander Otis. I left off that Otis when I was in the army. When I come back, long years later, I went to get my birth certificate. I'm still going to leave it off. So the old lady mailed into Oklahoma City and they come back with that Otis on it. Said, what are you going to do, leave it off? I said, no, if they got it up there, Otis, I'll just still stay with it. I went all through the army without that Otis.
Have you heard that story about the boy who was just given initials and no name? R?
It seemed like, I don't remember, I don't recall the name of it.
R.B. He went all the way through the army and he got into dealing with the VA and he said, R.B. sent in the thing and just came back and said, write your name. When he sent back a letter, he said, I don't have any name. My name is R.B. They said, well, we're going to say R, period, only, B, period, only. So we know you don't have a name. So he sent the thing in and came back to Ronley Bonley.